I'd like to say, too, how very grateful I am for those readings tonight. So timely. And I thought if we all just take one or two of those truths that were read and really work with them, we can have the healing of the nations, all under the control of the one mind, all obeying Christ's precepts, having no other gods before us than the commandment, and then loving our neighbor as ourself. This will bring tremendous healing, and we each start with our own selves in living and expressing these truths. So I'm very grateful, and also for the music, beautiful music, and testimonies. In this week's lesson, in Psalms 16, it says, "The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot." Now the psalmist is telling us that the Lord, he's the one of our inheritance. And everywhere else you read that your inheritance is a human thing, whether you're waiting to receive some monetary inheritance or whether you are under the belief, and I will say it is a belief, that your inheritance is from your parents, from your ancestors, from your genes, that you're going to inherit certain traits, certain diseases, or whatever, because your parents or grandparents or whoever had it and it's handed down. Now, it is a belief because in science, in Christian science, we know the biblical truth is that our inheritance is from God good and God good alone. He gives us all good. Mrs. Eddy says, the beautiful, the good, and the pure constitute our ancestry. And if we claim it, and if we know it, and if we know this is what is true about us, this is what we will have. In Science and Health, on page 228, Mrs. Eddy says, "The transmission of disease or of certain idiosyncrasies of mortal mind would be impossible if this great fact of being were learned, namely, that nothing inharmonious can enter being, for life is God. Heredity is a prolific subject for mortal belief to pin the theories on, but if we learn that nothing is real but the right, we shall have no dangerous inheritances, and fleshly ills will disappear." So what are we going to believe to be true? The truth of the Bible, the truth of that God gives us, that our inheritance is from Him, and it is all good, that He is our mother, father, God. We are all brothers and sisters in Him. Or are we going to believe the human mind, frankly, baloney, that so many people do believe, and therefore, in belief, experience what they think? We can pull ourselves from those false beliefs and understand the truth of our being. God is our Father, and He made each one of us in His likeness, and all that we can receive is a wonderful inheritance from the Father, Mother, God that loves each and every one of us. I'm so grateful to Mrs. Eddy for Christian Science and for being here tonight.